this living entity. Paurushim, Paurushim Gatim, the situation of being human. Avrajat, wants to obtain. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. While rotating in the cycle of birth and death, again and again, in a different species, because of his own fruitive activities, the dependent living entity, by good fortune, may happen to become a human being. This human birth is very rarely obtained. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is fully independent. Thus it is not always a fact that a living being's loss of all opulence is a sign of the Supreme Lord's mercy upon him. The Lord can act any way he likes. He may take away one's opulence or he may not. There are varieties of forms of life, and the Lord treats them according to the circumstances as he chooses. Generally, it is to be understood that the human form of life is one of great responsibility. Purushah prakritisto hi bhunkte prakriti jangunan karanam guna sangasya sadasadhyani janmasu. A living entity in material nature follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species. Bhagavad Gita 13:22. After thus rotating through many, many forms of life in a cycle of birth and death, the living being gets a chance for human form. Therefore, every human being, especially one belongs to a civilized nation or culture, must be extremely responsible in his activities. He should not risk degradation in the next life, because the body will change. Tatha dehantara prapti. We should be extremely careful to see to the proper use of life is the purpose of Krishna consciousness. The foolish living entity declares freedom from all control, but factually he is not free. He is fully under the control of material nature. He must therefore be most careful and responsible in the activities of his life. So, I just want to say a few words about yesterday's class. Mahatma Prabhu gave a very nice class. And it's actually a very appropriate topic that he talked about yesterday. It's very, very needful, these topics to be discussed all the time, not just once, but all the time we have to be reminded that we have to live simply and not strive for the sense enjoyment in this life. It's very important, and to save this valuable time of human form, save for the sadhana, as he said, Mahatma Prabhu said yesterday. So this is very important to all, because you know in Kali Yuga all the people are prone to forget everything. And this should be on a regular basis to remind all the time us of these important topics. Because, you know, today, yesterday class, after a few days, we will forget again. That's why it's very important to remind every day to us about this important purpose of this life. We shouldn't waste this time. And I'm going to continue this topic a little bit. Today we will discuss about the rarity and responsibility of human body, and also a little bit about the goodness in our life. There is once Srila Prabhupada was on a morning walk in LA, and he was discussing he was explaining to his disciples one verse from Bhagavad Gita about dangerous condition. He discussed in Bhagavad Gita from the second chapter, verse 40. Who remembers that verse? 240, 40. Somebody remember? Right, yeah. Neha bikrama nashasti pratyavayo na vidyate svamapasyaspi dharmasya trayate mahato bayat. He explained to his disciples that even little bit advancement on the path of spiritual life, a little bit devotional service to Krishna saves one from the great danger in his life. So he was explaining the meaning why is that, what is the most dangerous for the human being in this human form of life, and who think what is the dangerous thing in human form of life for the soul who appeared in human form. Right. So in that purport he explained that the greatest danger for the human being in to glide down to the animalistic form of life. And while explaining this to his disciples, he made very frightening revelation. Srila Prabhupada gave at that particular morning walk a very frightening revelation to his disciples, that after hearing this, his disciples was shaken by to the core of their heart. And you know what he said? Would you like to hear? Like Radhanath Maharaj said that, would you like to hear? So he said that when the soul embodied in the human form of life glides down to the animal kingdom or any other kingdom, lower kingdom, this particular soul supposed to take birth not in one species of this living entity, just like if he take birth in that species, for example, in the species of the dog, then he goes in a higher level of the progression. But he said that actually the living entity is supposed to take birth in every type of every species. Is that not frightening? Does that mean, for example, if we take, for example, dog, yeah? And you know how many types of dogs are there, especially in the Western world. There is so many dogs. And you not just live one life in one dog. No, you have to transgress in one and each type of the dog. And what just like in Padma Purana it is said, this verse, Jalaja Nava Lakshabi, what's that? Jalaja Lakshani. Yes, that explains how many thousands and thousands, millions of species in this material world. So the dogs, you have to get birth and die, get birth and die, all through all these types of dog's body. What to speak of the plant bodies or trees bodies, trees species. There is in California there is a trees, it's called redwood, which lives for 5,000 years. Imagine you stay for 5,000 years in one body, then goes to another, another maybe a few thousand, so in each and every, and it might be very hellish condition to stay. It's not like you be in a tree's body like Manigriva and Alkuvara was in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, that you can see the pastimes of Lord Krishna at the end. No, you might be surrounded with this hellish conditions of life. So this is so from this we can understand how rare is the human form of body, how rarely achieved this human form of body. It's very hard actually to achieve that, and we have to value, we have to appreciate that gift from the Lord, because this is actually, this is not actually only gift, but it's actually is a big responsibility, because only through the human form of life, we can go back home, back to Godhead. We can we have enough intelligence. So according to the Bhagavad Gita, what is the purpose of the human form of life is that come out of the samsara of repeated birth and death. And not only, it's not actually highest goal, it's actually our a real goal of life should be reawaken our love, a dormant love, like this Nichitan Charitamrita, Nitya Krishna Siddha, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Karaya Udoi, Shavanadi Shuddha Chite, Savya Kavudoi, Shavanadi Shuddha Chite Karaya Udoi. So by hearing we can reawaken our love of Godhead. But as we see around, not very many people trying to reawaken this love, and not so many people striving for the spiritual life. As it is explained in this purport, Srila Prabhupada explained, Purusha Prakriti Stohi Bhunkte Prakriti Janguna. So that means that Purusha, or we, living entity, Prakriti Stho, we stuck in this material world. So we became entangled with the modes of material nature, and mostly we entangled with the passion and ignorance. And this human form of body is mostly in Rajaguna, you know, as we see around. Well, mostly actually Tamagun mixed with Rajagun, and only a little bit Sattvagun. So this is, but actually, the real path to the spiritual level is a mode of goodness. Mode of goodness is that we need, because we're saturated with this passion and ignorance, but we need the mode of goodness. And as Krishna advising to the Uddhava in 11th canto, and all his how say mindset, or he keeps in mind that instructing Uddhava that living entity should mold their life in such a way that mode of goodness should be clearly manifest in their lives. So everything we should do in mode of goodness. This is very important. Karanam guna sangasya. So we are choosing this. So we are associating with these gunas, and these gunas take us down. But we have to choose a better association. That means association with the mode of goodness. As a very renowned astrologist, Parashara Muni, he explained in his book Parashara Hora Shastra, he explained that there is three factors that have an influence on our karma, influence on our consciousness. These three factors is the stars is the first one. Second one is the environment which we took birth, and what is our culture around. And the third one is most important amongst these three. This is association. So it means by association we can actually change our karma to the better state of life. So association is very important. So the material body is a very rare gift. Just like Vedanta Sutra says, first verse of Vedanta Sutra, what does it say? Attato Brahma Jigyasa. Yeah, this is now that came the time to inquire about absolute truth. This is that required. In this human form of body, we have to strive for the spiritual. So also in 11th canto there is one verse, very nice verse about rarity of this human form of life. There is three level of rarity is explained in this verse. So the verse sounds like that. Dullabo manuso deho dehinam kshana bangurai tatrapi dullabam manye, wasn't it? Vaikuntha priya darshanam. So it's explained three levels of rarity. It is explained that the first level of rarity is that we actually get this human form of body. And we can see, if one might think that actually it's not, you can see the big cities, so many people, it's not so rare to get the human form of body. So many people in New York, in LA, millions and millions, and you might think, no, it's not actually rare, so many millions. But if we can look at the animal species and other species, there are so much billions and trillions of living entities living in that species. So this is very rare, the first level of rareness. Second level of rareness is rarity. So second level of rarity is to live for some time in this human form of body. Because, you know, even if you get the human form of body, you will be cast by abortion. And so many millions of people cast by abortion. And also, the Niti Shastra explained that this second level of rarity, it explained that human form of body is like kind of, it says in Sanskrit, markatamani. It's kind of the jewel in the head of the monkey. And the jewel in the head of the monkey is found in that monkey who is celibate for the rest of their of life. But we know that monkeys, how celibate are they? So it's very rare to find such a monkey with the jewel in their head. Those who are celibate, they have a jewel. So this is a second level. Or just like another analogy is given, just like this human form of body is compared to a very sophisticated car. Very sophisticated. So what's the most sophisticated car in America? Yeah, any car. Yeah. Okay, any car, so Rolls Royce, for example, yeah? So Rolls Royce, it is explained that this Rolls Royce could have the best engine, the most powerful engine. It could be the best cushion seats. It could be your favorite color. It could be inside the best, latest navigation inside the car. And very fast car and very slickest design, so the best. And by the way, it's all belong to you. It's belong to you, very expensive car. But as soon as you about to drive this car, somebody comes to you and informs you, you know, everything is okay. Not just okay, but everything is perfect in this car. But it's a time bomb. Hidden in that car, and no one knows what's the time set on this time bomb, and nobody knows. But you can drive this car. Don't worry. You can go and drive. So after this information, you will be able to comfortably drive this car. Because actually, this human body is compared to that car, but nobody knows what. Now we're sitting here, but nobody knows what's inside our body. Many times we read in newspapers or any news that today, for example, everything is the best health people have. And tomorrow we're reading about him that he's on a cremation ground, dead. So actually there is also a Russian writer said, Bulgakov, maybe somebody read the poetry, Master Margarita. He explained, there is one proverb, not proverb, saying. Not proverb, but saying that actually the human, he said, the human is not just prone to death. He prone to death suddenly prone to death, not just prone to death, suddenly, like this and gone. So this is very important. People don't think deeply about the importance of this birth. Krishna explained to the Uddhava also in 11th canto. There is one verse in 11th canto, maybe Pushkar Prabhu knows or somebody knows. It's 11:20:17. Nidehaṁ ajyam sulabham sudurlabham lavam sukalpam guru karma dharam mayanu kulyena nabhasvate ritam punam bhavadim nataritsa atmaha. So the translation is, the human body which can award the benefit of life is automatically obtained by the laws of nature. Although it is very, very rare achievement, this human body can be compared to a perfectly constructed boat having the spiritual master, the captain, and the instruction of the personality of God. It is a favorable winds impelling it on its course. Considering all these advantages, a human being who does not utilize this human life to cross the ocean of material existence must be considered the killer of his own soul. That means that we always have to be thoughtful why I'm living. This human body, it's explained plavam. Plavam, like Srila Prabhupada translate, maybe not Srila Prabhupada, translate as a boat. A boat, this plavam, that this boat, a very convenient vehicle to transfer through ocean of birth and death. Plavam, and sukalpam, very convenient, perfectly made, and by the grace of the guru. So Krishna is kind of pushing through the winds of his mercy toward the meeting us with a spiritual master. So spiritual master is very important also. It is explained that a guru is a personification of Kripa Shakti of the Lord. So this Kripa Shakti is, because someone might ask, so why do we need a guru? I can listen to the super soul in my heart. But it is explained that super soul is very delicate voice in our heart. And because of our loud mind, loud, always shouting mind, when we're not hearing the delicate voice, little voice of the Paramatma, and which Hussein us, don't do this stupid thing, don't do that, and our mind saying to us, don't worry about this, everything is okay, I know what we are doing. But the voice of Paramatma is very delicate, and Krishna, it is said that those who are cultured, and those who are cultured people, very cultured people, he is not speaking loudly. He's speaking softly and delicately. Those who are not cultured, they're shouting and screaming all the time. So for that reason, we need a guru. We need a guru to tell us what we should do, what we shouldn't do. So, also in 7th canto, there is appropriate topic, Prahlad Maharaj explaining to his schoolmates. So he explaining to his schoolmates about the importance and value of this human form of life. And in 6th chapter of 7th canto, he particularly explained how a living entity who didn't learn how to control their senses, they're wasting their time. For example, he said that this living entity, he, in this human form of life, he just waste 50 years of his life on the sleep. He sleeps 50 years. Another 20 years in the beginning of his life, he's not thoughtful too much, because he first 10 years he is stupid, he doesn't have any brain. Next 10 years he also he's too much smart. He thinks, and he's trying to squeeze from all his body all the enjoyment. He fell in love, and he only think about this. And Prahlad Maharaj also explained that at the end of his life, last 20 years, he's invalid. So he thinks only about his body, and those who, well, at least in Russia, you know, the old people who went out to the pension, what they do, they come out, they go outside of their house, they gather together, especially grandmothers, and they start discussing what kind of disease they have, where to buy medicine, what to do, how to, did I go to that doctor, I did that. So that their discussion about their body, about their diseases. So that is, they're spending their life and wasting their life in increasing their attachments. So and one devotee, he published one article from French magazine called C'est la vie. He explained this article explained that gives the statistics of middle class European, how much time he spends on each thing. So it is explained that for 5 years he, 5 years, not just 5 years day and night, but all 5 years, including 24 hours a day without interruption. For 5 years he is watching TV. 5 years he spent it without interruption for the eat or sleep or anything. Just 5 years complete, solid. So another 3 years he spends for the eating. 92 days and nights, solid. 92, he's brushing his teeth. 108, combing his hair. And this is difference between men and women, of course. it's about 300 for the woman and 108 for the man. So, and 170 for the men, they spend in a bathroom, and 570 for the women. So another. So the men has the spare time for 400 days to spare time for something valuable. So. And the most amazing thing that 305 days he's spending, you know, for what? For filling out the forms. Filled out the forms. 300 solid days. It's middle class European. So as Chanakya Pandit said, that even one moment of life you cannot buy for any amount of money. This is very important. So. We have to mold our life in such a way that it should be thoughtful. Actually, the time is most important and most valuable thing that we have. And usually, in the middle part of the life, this is most important, because I'm sure everybody went through this. Through this realization that at the age of 20, 25, he started thinking, or maybe somebody is earlier, started thinking about the purpose of life, and he's asking himself why he is living, why he's supposed to die, what he's supposed to do after death. So this is important questions that we have to answer, and we see that most of the people, they didn't get the answer for that. Most population of the globe, of the earth, doesn't get these answers on these important questions. Just like Sanatana Goswami, he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kenya Amaya Jara Tapatraya. he asked these three questions: who am I, why I'm living, and why I have to suffer in this world. Actually, what is the stumbling blocks on the path of this human form of life is explained Prahlad Maharaj, is karma and moha. And karma and moha is bewildering this living entity. Durapurena kamina baliyasa mahena cha mahe mahiyasa. This is important because this karma and moha, this is actually the passion and ignorance. So what we have to do is go a little bit higher in the mode of goodness. And the mode of goodness helps us to get the understanding, get the knowledge how to get out of this world. Because when we, under the pressure of Rajaguna and Tamaguna, we'll not be able to no good question appear in our head. So what is the result of this? A result of this pramatasya. Pramatasya means madness. So madness, just like there is a... sorry, I'm not in time, but a little bit more, 5 more minutes. So Srila Prabhupada explained one story about madness of the all living entities. He gives example that in his time, that was in Calcutta, there was a court case, and one person, he killed somebody, and the judge, he asked the psychiatrist to check this person whether he is mad or not. And this psychiatrist, he looked at this person, he looked at the judge, and he said, "You know, your holiness, your honor, I'm a psychologist for the 40 years. I'm practicing 40 years, and I can tell you with the every man is a madman in this world." More or less, everything is mad, crazy. Yeah, yeah. If you think that he's a madman, you can, forgive him. And so we can see that everybody, little or more, is a crazy man in this world. Just like. In a textbook of the psychiatrist textbook, it is said that, you know, the first symptoms of the craziness, you know what? When I heard about this, I understood that I'm also crazy. That when when you know the symptoms of craziness is when you go on the floor, and if it's like the floor like with the squares. And if you try not to step on the line of this quest, the symptoms of craziness. There's the symptoms of craziness. So, but it's very quiet craziness, not dangerous yet. But feels terrible. So everybody crazy in this world, little or more. So people that spending their life in this. It's very big risk for spending their life without any thoughts about the purpose of life. So we should never put it aside and think that I will surrender later on. Like Prahlad Maharaj said in the seventh canto, sixth chapter, Kaumara macharet pagyo dharma bhagavatam iha dullabo manusham janma tadapi adruvam arthadam. So he explained that even though this body adruvam, temporary, it's arthadam. Arthadam means full of meaning. This human form body is full of meaning, and we have to learn how to do it from the very little ages. At least if we already lost our life, we should at least give our children to give the opportunity our children to live in such a way. Don't let them go as they like. So we have to give them that taste from beginning and as a train them as a brahmachari. Then after brahmachari, they will not be like grihamedi. They will become good grihasthas. And after grihastha life, they will have the opportunity and they have a desire to detach from this material world, not to be attached up to the last days of their lives. This is very important. So let us with the gratefulness appreciate this human form of body. And as somebody said, if we will not be grateful, then we will be grateful. So we have to be grateful for that important and precious gift that we've been given to this, in this human form body. So I'll read the verse again and maybe I'll ask for the questions. While rotating in the cycle of birth and death again and again in different species because of his own fruitive activities, a dependent living entity by good fortune may happen to become a human being. This human birth is very rarely obtained. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Maybe somebody has a comments, questions or anything else. So, if no question, thank you very much for your listening. Hare Krishna.